talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And we're going to the lines themselves. Cassandra Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Cassandra?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Well, you know what? You bounced around a little bit on topics. And so I wanted to get your assessment on our new leadership in the Wisconsin State Assembly. And we have two new leaders, very, very young. Greta Neubauer, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She will be the new Democratic minority leader. And then the assistant minority leader will be a man, Mr. Haywood. And, you know, I am just very surprised that the state Democratic Party did not talk to the assembly membership and let them know that putting people this young and this it's not the youth, it's just inexperienced as leadership in the party, it sends the signal that the state has just given up on the Democratic Party. And I'm just very disappointed that none of the senior politicians stepped up and to say, yes, this will be a miserable job, but we need to rebuild. Apparently, both of the new leadership, they were more or less elected without a challenger, which I find extremely troubling. And I have to tell you, Matt, I have already decided that Governor Evers will not receive my vote because of the way he has, because of the decisions he has made and how he has really not fought to try and move the party forward. And this sends another signal that the party, it just refuses to promote a new policy. Yes, I was looking at Neubauer's policy agenda. She wants to continue with wage increases for workers, increases in spending for schools, and those are the I would love to have more wages, but what people want right now is some kind of stability. The party is losing because they don't have a solid platform that will motivate people. I will listen offline, and I'd like to get your reaction. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Cassandra. Yeah, you've said a mouthful, and a lot of different things that I do want to pick up on. First of all, okay, here's a couple of thoughts. I know Greta Neubauer. I know her parents, Jeff Neubauer and her mom. Mom is a court of appeals judge in the area surrounding Milwaukee, Waukesha, down to Racine and Kenosha, and a good court of appeals judge. Jeff was a former chairman of the Democratic Party and a member of the assembly, and I know both of them. They're my friends. I know Greta. She is young. Haywood, I know him as well. He's very young. He was elected, I think, to the assembly when he was 19 years old, and I think he's 22 or something right now. Remember something that I think Alexander the Great wasn't even 20 when he conquered Egypt and went, you know, it depends. There was a guy named Peel who was the prime minister of England who was 28 or 9. Young people can't accomplish things. But I think your larger point has some legitimacy about what's happening in the party right now. And then I'll talk about Governor Evers in a second. But Gordy Hintz was the minority leader. Now, I know Gordy Hintz. He's very, very experienced. He's a seasoned guy, And he was handling things in a very tough environment. You know, we got gerrymandered in 2010. Now a Republican Supreme Court has gerrymandered us to 2030. And they're going to set it up so that they try to gerrymander us to 2040. Okay. I mean, this is what's going on, folks out there. And you got to wake up. Now, I do not think it's so much the youth of Greta Neubauer and Haywood, because they're both fine people. But you are right that there are more experienced people in the legislature. And for, and there are older people with more life experiences in the legislature, and people that I'm very, very keen on. Here in Milwaukee, for instance, you have Deb Andrack up in the North Shore. You have Sylvia Ortiz-Velez in the south side of Milwaukee. She's young. I mean, she's pretty young herself. But, you know, the point is that there's a lot more out there than two people. I do like the fact that Haywood from Milwaukee is there to counterbalance Neubauer. I like to see some Milwaukee representation. Neubauer is from the Racine area. But I think what it is there's a demoralization when you've been gerrymandered for 10 years and now about to be gerrymandered for 10 more. I think Gordy Hintz looked at this thing and he said, you know, I'm there. And the committees are stacked, you know, 3-1 against me. And, you know, I put up the good fight for a long time and I'm not going to do it anymore. And I was sorry to see him, frankly, step down. I don't know how it's going to go with the new leadership, but the problem is gerrymandering. The problem is not the identity of who this leader is or not is, I mean, or isn't. I mean, it's gerrymandering. And you can have the most skillful legislator in the world. And if they're in there, and we get half the votes in the state and get only a third of the assembly, the greatest legislator in the world can't do much about that. Now, will Neubauer and Haywood be good voices for the party? That remains to be seen. There aren't a lot of people to choose from. You know, because we're gerrymandered, we only have something like 37, 8, 9% or 37 or 8 or 9 assemblymen. And, you know, it is what it is. As far as no competition, usually what happens, that goes on behind the scenes. The fellow from Beloit was interested in it, and I think Neubauer lined up the votes against him, and so then he doesn't run. What typically happens is you don't run if you don't have the votes, but there was some stuff behind the scenes. I think they came to Milwaukee because they realized they needed a counterbalance in Milwaukee. Haywood is a very interesting selection. He's so young. But he's smart and tough, and he got in there, and he won a contested primary, and he has a good reputation. So all I can say is I sympathize and agree with your dismay at what's happening in the Democratic Party, except that it's based on gerrymandering. And that goes back to 2010 and to a Republican Supreme Court. When it comes to Evers, I mean, here's the thing. He's our governor. He's a Democrat, and I'm supporting him. I ran against him. I have differences of opinion with him on how we should go about this and how we should speak out and what we can do. The bully pulpit of the governor is a strong thing. You know, when the governor speaks, people will listen. And I think that it would be good to be more forceful, quite frankly. And I've said that before. And that's what I say on this show. But the people made a decision in that primary, and I respect that decision. He's fundamentally a good man. He's fundamentally a good man. He has his own style. He was involved in education virtually his entire career. And in education, you develop a set of, you know, your demeanor and the way you conduct yourself in negotiating with school boards and so on is different from my experience and how I would negotiate with people. But that is simply a decision of the electorate, which I respect. But I think he's doing the right thing. He is vetoing what has to be vetoed. And the problem, Cassandra, is this. If he runs against Rebecca Clayfish, Rebecca Clayfish is simply, you know, just sort of pickled in the whole doctrine of Republican donors. I mean, she was the cheerleader for Foxconn. She is the Duchess of Foxconn. She egged on Scott Walker, and the two of them have no business experience. And they promised more than $4 billion to a Chinese company to create 13,000 jobs at 53 grand a year. They fell for that. There weren't going to be 13,000 jobs. And it was not going to be 53 grand a year. And they played us for suckers, Foxconn did. And then we put up $1 billion or so in debt to prepare that site, left holding the bag. And now they're going to get almost $30 million for creating 570 jobs. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, how much do Madison businesses, some of your great Madison businesses, Epic and the rest of them get? They get squat. And so what? They're great businesses. These people come over here and they have to compete. And the Republican Party can't be trusted with money. And so here's the problem. If Evers had a Republican opponent, like Lee Dreyfus or even Tommy Thompson, you could argue, okay, who'd be more effective? That isn't what we got. We got Rebecca Clayfish. And the truth of the matter is she can't be getting in there as governor. She destroyed the University of Wisconsin. And, you know, I look on this as at more of a macro level. I look on it from 35,000 feet. I've seen a lot of legislators come and go. I've seen a lot of governors come and go. And basically, you use what you got. You use what you got. And right now we got Greta Neubauer in Haywood, and that's fine. I liked Hintz, Gordy Hintz, but we don't have Gordy Hintz. Pat Lucey was one of the greatest governors of Wisconsin's history. We don't have Pat Lucey, but we have a good man, especially compared to Rebecca Clayfish. And I think we've got to look at that. We're going to a break. The lines are open. Don't hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.